Hey, Jenny.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jenny.
Come on in. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
What's that you got there?
Oh, this is a Matryoshka doll.
Oh, one of the famous Russian nesty dolls I've heard about.
Yes.
What was that video game? Stacked?
Stacking.
Yeah, Stacked.
Stacking.
Umberto Echo is Stacked.
Yep.
Yeah, look at this cute little peasant lady.
Oh, it opens up. Awesome. Oh, look at that. Like, oh, and it's a different. Is it the one inside is different? Is that usual? Is that the way these usually go?
Oh yeah, I think so. I think it's I think there are going to be many layers of different doll all the way down. And I haven't actually opened this yet, so I'm as excited as you are.
Is it supposed to be a family, or is it supposed to be the same person, Benjamin Buttoning?
I think it's, you know how everyone you have sex with, you're having sex with everyone that person has had sex with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
No, I'm just imagining some kind of crazy sex turducken.
Yeah, I'm imagining crazy sex with the turducken.
Let's see what's inside this. Oh, this one has a pretty impressive mustache on it. It's real bushy. You got kind of a Sam. Jenny, is this Stalin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Open that one, and the next one is just the word "versus" written on a blank one.
So that's weird.
That is
what
weird.
What does this mean?
Stalin was a combative guy.
He's versus a lot of people.
Yeah.
Stalin versus Russians would have also been
roughly 12 million of them. Yes.
Yeah, like a perfectly reasonable, historically accurate.
Let's see here. Well, inside the versus. Oh, look at that. It's like a little alien guy.
Yeah, it's the alien from Toy Story.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh, it's got three little eyes. That's great.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Wait, what's inside this? Is this an egg?
Who's fighting eggs?
What's inside this egg? Oh, it's just a little sheet of paper that says Stalin versus Martians, in case you didn't get it before.
And it's floating in yolk.
Jenny, why did you bring this into our home?
The yolk of the people.
The yolk.
The yolk of the underclass.
We must throw off the yolk. Fuck.
Soundtrack for this yoke.
Yeah, so this will probably be the most the most music from a game that I put into an episode of Epic Suffering.
No, the music in this game is awesome.
It's incredible. It's really good.
It's so much better than the game.
It is the music and the writing in this game is really good.
Yeah. Oh, you made it as far as writing?
Well, just the before level. Like, I got a couple levels in.
Oh, so okay.
The love letters you get from Stalinator.
Regards, comma, Stalin.
Yeah, XOXOXO.
All hail Stalinator.
Your pocket Stalinator.
Did you guys notice, are you guys Miss Kitten and the Hacker fans?
I know who that is, but my friend Austin is into that, but I don't know. I've not heard about her personally.
So they had a song about Frank Sinatra that All Hail Stalinator basically rips it. You know Trotsky? He's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a Miss Kitten and the Hacker reference.
Huh.
Or loving homage, or straight
or
up.
Or something.
Something.
Yeah, a lifting.
Yeah. This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Jenny Palladna.
Yeah, we're joined by Jenny from Video Game Taco. Hey, Jenny.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Hey.
And this is our violence month, where people inflict stuff literally upon us.
Yeah, directly.
So, Indirectly. Yeah. So Jenny chose Stalin versus Martians.
Yeah, thanks for playing this shitty game.
Yeah, you're welcome. I was happy to do it. Like the parts of it, like I would have been very unhappy if I would have bought it. But like the parts that are good about it, I'm glad I experienced. Tell me about your history with Stalin versus Martians.
So I had heard the hype about it before it came out, and they had been very wisely like leading with the soundtrack in the marketing for this thing. And so I was actually kind of hyped about it before it came out, and then missed my like 2 month opportunity to buy it before it came out in 2009, I think like April of 2009. And then by July, this thing had been so critically reviled that they took their ball and went home in a big way.
Yep. You can't buy this game.
Nope.
And it's not a lot of games we do for the show you can't buy now, but this one you couldn't buy like 5 months after it came out.
So that's crazy because they seem to know that it's a joke. Why would they be so sensitive about the critical treatment?
Because it's really, really widely and heavily reviled.
I'm not sure they were expecting so much criticism of the RTS mechanics.
Right.
I think they probably had no idea that this was terrible.
Yeah. Mm. Like, they're just like, this works. Like, you know, you move guys around. It looks like games I've seen. And then, but yeah, it is mechanically, it is one of the weaker games we've done for the show.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work at all. But like, it's so weird. Like, it's such a weird study of like doing something from the metaphor and the set dressing backwards, because like, almost everything else on it kind of works for me in a weird way. Like, you know, the aliens look dumb, but in a really charming way.
They look like a spinoff sequel, Plants vs. Zombies vs. Aliens.
Oh, sure.
A little bit. Like, the design isn't that strong, but it's that's how incongruous they look compared to, like, realistic military machinery.
Yeah, and then, like, the voice sample, the music as we mentioned, the voice, like, the unit noises. And the actual.
I do wish there were more of those.
I do too.
Yeah.
They're very funny, but there's only three of them.
I will always be down for mouth sounds and games.
Yeah. Like all that stuff works really well. And it's really, you know, it is genuinely pretty funny. But then the game just like doesn't do anything. Like,
it doesn't function.
Yeah, it just doesn't function.
Yeah, this is what was that big rig trucking game that
over the road racing?
Yes, over the road. Yep.
Yeah, where you can go you don't have a speed governor when you go in reverse.
Yep.
So you can literally just go as fast until the game crashes. Like you just keep gaining speed.
Yeah. That's what this feels like. And I don't know, like if you look at their website, which is still up, even though there's really no you have no ability to buy it, they say, yes, this is the best RTS ever. They have to know.
Well, it says Game of the Year edition in the title.
Yes.
Like, which is, again, that's pretty funny. Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of am on these guys' side.
Me too.
In a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What they're trying to do, and they're trying to do something that hasn't been done, which is to do an arcade RTS.
Right.
So, like, the idea was, like, all the things that make it not work as an RTS were intentional. Which is makes it even more baffling.
Yeah, so there's no base building, there's no economy, you just kind of find different units as you explore these maps.
And there's no strategy at all. You just throw a bunch of things at smaller numbers of things and hope. And that's it.
And the enemies drop pickup power-ups and health restores, which the health restores were really annoying to me because I would have one damaged unit that I'm trying to click on and move, which is terrible in this game.
Well, the dudes are so small.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, they're the tiniest dudes.
Yeah, it's the tiniest dudes. And then the aliens are even smaller, like the actual like rank and file Zerg ones. They're basically Pikmin, actual size Pikmin running around with batteries and stuff.
you can't actually target those. You just kind of have to hope the AI of your troops takes care of them.
Yeah.
Like, and like at a certain point, I just bought tanks because I could see them and move them.
Right.
Oh, like, so yeah. My absolutely army was just only tanks. Bought tanks ever.
Yeah.
This is really the only RTS where I've actually made use of the hold your ground button.
Oh, sure.
Specifically because you couldn't target anything aside from the big dudes. So I would go into a village and just click the button that was like, okay, to shoot anything that comes nearby.
Yep.
That was a button?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I'd known that.
Yeah, there's four commands for this game, and it just, you know, move, shoot, hold your ground, and then like the four, like cancel or something like that. I don't know what that one is. But
I was
and then there's
trying
a button
this
at the top.
Turtling strategy where I would select all of my dudes and then move them the minimum amount to have them all move in the stupid way that they moved and hope that no one started shooting at them while they were moving because they would not shoot back.
Yeah. They can only do one thing at a time. They can't move and shoot. It's like Metal Gear.
Yeah, it's like Resident Evil 4. Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah, so I was willing to give this game's mechanics a little bit of a benefit of the doubt, you know, because the only Windows PC I have in my house, it's in my living room. And so I've got this Logitech-like combination touchpad and keyboard thing. And I was like, okay, also I was a little bit drunk, and it's like, let's just do this. Just give it a shot. I was like, yeah, this...
Now I'm picturing you knocking back whiskey shots before engaging with this game.
Yeah. Oh, we did Duck Feed Live, and I was imbibing on the Fireside Chat.
Yeah, for every, you know... I can't even think of a drinking game for this because everything that happens that's good or bad happens with such frequency that, like, you would end up
drink
in a little
trouble. Every time someone says they are like Bolshevik on bicycle.
Well, which would be constantly. You'd die. Like, you wouldn't be able to take the booze from your lips because, like, it just the same thing. I love the, like, I am Ivan and I like you.
Like, this straight Borat.
It's very funny. And yeah. I am dying, like, you know. It is, yeah, boy. I just got to the second level. I couldn't get any further than that.
Same here.
Yeah, that's as far as I got.
Yeah. And you also just order troops. You just click a button that's reinforcement. And really annoying is they always spawn in the same place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like, if your field of engagement's on the other side of the map, you have to, like, wait for all your guys to catch up. You know, all in one big tank convoy that will definitely get lost in the shitty path lightning on the way there.
And the reinforcements are named accurately. So, like, I don't know what a JXPX 1132 is. Like,
yeah. No, me either. And they don't have mouse over stats or anything.
Mm-hmm. No, no. Because I think it doesn't want you to pay attention to that kind of stuff. But then the game is too hard to be this goofy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, like, the realistic names are a real problem because, like, nothing else about this game. Like, what a weird choice. You know, what a weird fucking choice that is.
I think my favorite thing outside of the soundtrack is the interstitial cards, like the loading screens.
Yeah.
Which, you know how some games will put little mini games on their loading screen? That's actually like a patent that Namco has, I think. Mm-hmm. This one does a Spot the Difference.
The Spot the Difference is great. One of them is just like this World War II scene where there's a beholder in the background. Like, not a Martian, just a straight-up beholder.
Yep.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
And then one of them, they photoshopped, it's these soldiers in the trenches, and one of them photoshopped looked to be tickling an alien on the ground.
Yep.
And it's really good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a misguided game.
It is really, really misguided.
And this is made by a Russian team, too. So, like, one of the first questions on their FAQ is, like, you know, don't talk to us about Stalin. We know more about Stalin than you.
There's nothing really worth repeating, mm-hmm. but that's a surprisingly hot topic on the GameFAQs forum, whether this game is in good taste and it's okay to have Stalin in a game, which, like... Talk about a bad choice of venue. Like, just like if you want to be taken seriously, like, I want to discuss, you know, whether we can make jokes about Stalin, I'm heading to the GameFAQs forum for Stalin versus Martians to engage in a real meeting of the minds.
Yeah, real Algonquin round table.
Yeah, it's a real regular fucking
Knights of Algonquin round table.
Like, well, you know, while you're on the GameFAQs forums, you can buy your drugs and you can hop over and have your social justice conversation.
Guys, Silk Road has been happening for like years and years. It's just in the
probably a better place to talk about Stalin's politics as well, than the GameFAQs message board for Stalin versus Martians. Like, and it's really dumb because it's a lot of people just kind of saying things they know about Stalin from Wikipedia, like just like quoting figures and stuff and being kind of mad, and other people like get a sense of humor, and nobody's right. Like, it's like, it doesn't, that's the, like, nobody made a mistake here. This is exactly what it set out to be.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't, I don't know. As far as the Stalinness goes.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah. The gameplay is full of mistakes.
Yeah.
Which is.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, if you're going to play a game about Stalin killing massive numbers of people, you want them to be aliens.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, like it literally, you know, you can't have another. I mean, it's not like there aren't other World War II games where you can play as the Russians, mm-hmm. you know, or even Germany. Like, that happens mm-hmm. in serious war sim RTSs all the time. And nobody freaks out mm-hmm. about it. But now that we have this silly game about Stalin, you know, that is kind of affectionately winking at him.
Yeah.
You know, but like, people are fun out.
So think about all of the winking depictions of Hitler in media. Like, my touchstone for that is always going to be the producers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember people getting really upset about that, although I'm sure they have, because it's Mel Brooks, right? So how is this any different from Springtime for Hitler?
Right.
I mean, Springtime for Hitler is better than this. So that probably saves it, but...
I do think part of the joke in the producers was that was a terrible idea.
Right.
Yeah. And this doesn't have that metal layer.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then this is just it's people taking it. It's not supposed to be like a good idea ever, but it isn't. It's not really like the producers say, like, it's, you know, satire that sometimes approaches or parody that sometimes approaches satire. Mm-hmm. And I would say it doesn't really approach satire at any point.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I would say it's just kind of a lot of like goofy lol randomness, some mm-hmm. of which that I didn't expect. So it worked on me.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. know, but I don't want this is not Voltaire. Shit.
So. If Voltaire made an RTS, I would play the shit out of it though.
That's a good, turn your Candide into a can do. Voltaire tactics.
Yeah. Ah, man. So this is a game that kind of like is ahead of its time, right? Because I don't know, in the past couple of years, we've gotten our surgeon simulators and our goat simulators and our I am breads and stuff. Like mm-hmm. this kind of seems to be of that ilk.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a game that if it came out now, it would be made for like PewDiePie to like scream mm-hmm. about on YouTube
yeah.
to tens of millions of people.
Yeah. As opposed for us to scream about to a couple thousand. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. we're the PewDiePie of podcast. Yep. Oh, I am scared. Oh, no. Eek. Yeah. I can't do a PewDiePie voice.
Yeah, I've never seen one of his videos.
I never have either.
They're bad. Like he's somebody who gets made fun of, but like it's like I don't think he's a bad guy. You know, and like a lot of the making fun of him is just like because he's successful. Mm-hmm. But he's also pretty annoying. No, but no, like no more annoying than like the Game Grumps or like something like that. Like those guys are annoying too. Like annoying YouTubers being histrionic about games is.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so. It's its own genre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's weird because like when I read stuff about PewDiePie and I hear quotes, like he seems like he's got his shit together. Like he has things to say about the things that he does, but I just have never been into his aesthetic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's especially like he just gets traffics a lot and like making a lot of loud noises and goofy faces at stuff.
Yeah.
He's a real like just like
so he's artist. Like the morning zoo crew of YouTube streamers?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Zootube.
Zootube. I think that's a very different, far more pornographic site.
Yeah. I think it probably is.
They hide that one in the Pornhub.
on the Silk Road. I wish that it was just like a YouTube that was just animals. Like I could get into that, especially if it was just like, you know, like live cams of animals at zoos.
Yep. But
that would be... I could get into that and they weren't fucking humans.
Yeah.
I could get pretty into it.
Just constantly having the cursor hovering over the X button, waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a chat roulette where it's like just like cute animal, regular animal, cute animal fucking a zookeeper. God damn it.
Light this on fire. So is this the first time you played it for the show?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's. I didn't even hear about this.
Neither
like,
did
you hear about this, Cole? Before, because there was some hype about it.
No, not at all.
I was looking around. Yeah, I didn't even know this was a thing. It feels like I woke up in a different world, and like it's a world that has existed. So,
like, and this is from 2009. That's back when I was, you know, like beginning to really start following the game industry. So, I really would. I probably would have spotted this.
Well, yeah, it's a really like, I mean, it's a blip. It disappeared.
Yep.
Really fast. So, but yeah.
I have no memory of how I heard about this.
You just woke up.
In an alley. It was
definitely implanted into you.
It was tattooed backward on some part of you when you just like went to check the mirror like, oh no.
I used to have a whole nother life before this game came out, you guys.
Yeah.
I think I was a different person with a family and dreams and aspirations.
And then right around the time that happened, Senator Jenny Pallotta disappeared. Yeah. Arizona State Senator Jennifer to Pallotta Esquire.
Yeah.
Disappeared to the desert.
Just on her desk was a squish toy of the aliens from Toy Story.
Yeah.
What does it mean? What does it all mean?
We'll never know.
It's you and like one other person, like your former colleague, both trying to piece the mystery together. And just, I'm just picturing like a scene from The Fugitive a little bit, like you standing in a sewer pipe with that other person pointing a gun at you. Where'd the real one go?
That's a good question just to ask your friends and coworkers randomly.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd the real one go?
Yeah. Yeah, I just like to, you know, it's my affectation. I pretend I have Capgras syndrome.
Capgras syndrome?
Yeah, it's where you think everybody around you has been replaced with robot imposters.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
I know, it's actually tragic.
Yeah, yeah,
there's a really good stuff you should know about it. Mm-hmm. And it is a super, super sad disease. It's one of the saddest.
Right.
Yeah. Unless this segment of Just Fun and just talk about what it'd be like to not recognize any of our friends and how what kind of emotional damage you do to the world around you.
Right. to those closest to you, because that's specifically what it affects.
Yep.
Huh. Okay.
This game was well received in Russia, weirdly enough, according to Wikipedia. Like the Russian TV program Virtuality and their spinoff Portal Games TV were enthusiastic about it. Mm-hmm. They liked it a lot.
It's always really interesting to see how different countries that have been involved in conflicts like that kind of react to that portion of their history. I think Germany gets a lot of credit for being this is never going to happen again.
Yeah.
Right.
But then they take it too far.
Like, well, yeah. And then it's like,
you can't have blood in their games. Like there's this weird, you know, they censor things because they're real nerd, you know, sensitive about that whole WW2 thing.
Yeah.
And then turn that WW1 thing.
Yes.
Which was when they hopped on the W foot and did the one thing. They did the two thing.
Yeah.
They did the two scoot boogie.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes me think of like how America would react if Metal Wolf Chaos came out here.
Oh.
Which is a similar, like, are you familiar with that game? Either of you guys?
No.
Oh yeah, it's From.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a From Software game about the president of the United States getting into his battle mech and fighting aliens.
That sounds amazing.
It certainly does. I really want to play it, but it never came out here. Like it's, you know, Japan only, which like one, like that's, so that's kind of the equivalent of this for us, you know, a little bit. Like if you're in Japan and you play a game about the American president getting in a battle mech and fighting aliens, like it's that same kind of camp,
mm-hmm.
you know? But I wonder if like, any, if there would have been an outrage in the United States, cause it's supposed to be real silly, you know, obviously. I mean, it's what, President of the United States jumping in a battle mech and fighting aliens.
Yeah.
I wonder how what the reaction would have been like here.
I don't know. People didn't react to the ending of Metal Gear Solid 2, where you fight the president of the United States, who's also a clone of the big boss, who also is Doc Ock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
I guess that's true. Well, they just, nobody got there.
Well, yeah.
Like, just, everyone quit when it got to Raiden, and then, you know.
And then they missed out on a fantastic game.
Yeah, that's true.
We also had Saints Row 4, where the president of the United States not only fights aliens, but I think does it with a dildo bat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're the president in that game.
Dubstep gun, wub wub.
Dubstep gun.
Yeah.
That thing was so good, the fully upgraded dubstep gun.
Yep, it was a really effective weapon.
Never need to use anything else.
Yep. Never hop in a car and never use a gun that doesn't shoot wubs.
No. Nope.
I kind of wish they would have leaned into the president thing more, because it just turned into the Matrix after that. Like,
uh-huh.
I wanted it to be, you know, all hail the boss or whatever.
Yeah, no, that would have been great. More of that president stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I played that. I didn't play very far into that game. I played until you were no longer the president. And I guess it just no longer goes back there, because that's just the first, you know, 45 minutes of the game.
Right.
Did you stop when you got to Aerosmith?
No, I stopped when I just got to the where I could jump around. I jumped around a little bit and it was fun. And then I didn't want to do what the game was asking me to do. It's like, go here and do this. I'm like, I don't want to do that at all. Like, mm-hmm. you know, open world game with map full of goals. One of my least favorite things. But it was fun to jump around. Like, I was like, oh, this is fun. You know, but the gameplay didn't seem to be about it. So.
Weirdly enough, in a game about jumping around, no House of Pain on the soundtrack.
Dang.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably the licensing was too high. Like, the soundtrack was not that. There was no great shakes in that game. But
yeah.
It did have that scene where you're trying to fly while listening to What Is Love.
Oh, yeah. Like, to Hathaway. Yeah. And then later on, listening to The Touch. The Transformers one. You got The Touch. You got The Power.
Oh.
That happens later on in the game, too.
AKA the song that he plays in Boogie Nights.
Yep.
That, like, the main character of Boogie Nights is covering.
Okay.
To make his record album come back.
God damn it. Why did I just... I could have picked Boogie Nights and I chose Transformers. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Well, it's originally a Transformers joint. Stan Bush is the name of that guy. And it was first used in that and then came back.
I forget, Jenny, was Biz Markie, was that scene from Saints Row 3 or 4?
That was 4. Biz Markie was in 4.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Which that... I don't think I actually want a full game that's just you and your homies driving around singing along to the radio, but I kind of do.
Yeah. They did that with one of the songs in the opening missions of 3, though, but it wasn't a very, like, it was like Sublime or some shit like that. Like, it was something faux reggae, and I wasn't too into it.
Yeah. There's also, this is the one where you sing Opposites Attract.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what boss voice you choose, but I always make an avatar that looks like myself and then give her the male British voice.
I chose the Nolan North voice in 4 just because that was
Nolan North.
Yeah, like that was the thing that told me they were making this game for me.
Sure.
Sorry, Gary, we're alienating you with this talk.
Not, continue. Let's talk about kind of serious praise of Saints Row 4 is the kind of thing that people come to Abject Suffering for.
Yeah.
So let's just take a seat back and please tell me more.
I honestly thought this was going to be a half hour of us reading game facts.
There's not very much. There's surprisingly little. Like, I tried. There's not a game facts entry. There's one review where someone says the same thing that we said, like, the trappings are great, the game is bad, and then a lot of, like, one-off jokes on posts on the message board, and then a really long argument about whether it's okay to have a game with Stalin in it. That surprisingly isn't funny, even though that sounds like it is funny.
Yeah.
So what is your estimate on how many people in the world have actually played this game?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm
going to say somewhere between 4 and 5 digits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say that too. Like, less than 10,000, more than 1,000.
So 4.5 like, digits?
Yes. Yeah, like 5,000 people, I could see being that being, it's got to be more than that, like, played it total.
Yeah.
Because it was big in Russia, or like, it got a lot of positive press in Russia. In Russia. They got part of the park in Russia. That's my Stalin accent. Hello. I'm Big Brother.
you're kind of going into a weird, like, Kim Jong-il thing. Also, on their website, go to the wallpaper page, and you can find an image of Stalin looking at what appears to be a map with a thought bubble saying, "Me so horny." So... And all of the wallpapers are in 4x3. Have fun.
Stalin versus Martians 3 is on Kickstarter.
Yeah, I have no idea what happened to Stalin versus Martians 2.
Oh, it didn't get funded, but it tried to. Somebody was trying to make it. They got $2,270 out of $125,000.
Wow,
that's not very much.
Because I saw they went away, and I think they were talking for a while about doing an updated version of Stalin versus Martians 1, which never came out. And then the next thing I saw was this Kickstarter for 3.
I assumed it was like a Naked Gun 33 1/3 style, like,
okay,
just kind of joke skip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, maybe 2 happened and they can't talk about it.
Yeah, maybe it's like Frog Fractions. Like, it's out now and we just don't know.
So I guess my final judgment on this, it's really hard to talk about something that is intentionally trying to be funny.
Yeah, to make fun of something that is trying to be funny.
Yeah. You can't, you fucking clown. Look at you. Big red nose. You're supposed to drink the seltzer, not spray me with it. Yeah. I about call him a clown, but.
You fucking clowner.
Yeah. Flowers don't squirt. What are you even doing?
Yeah.
You put the water on the flower. This delightful subversion of my expectations is not funny.
Yeah. What is it? Pollinating my pocket?
I just got to. Like, I just had this image of somebody being blasted with like a spore powder and having a bunch of.
Well, did he, so
turning into a clown.
Turning into a clown that has foliage growing out of every pore.
That's how clowns grow.
Yep,
is like via spore. Like the kids are like bees and they go up and hug the clown's leg and then carry the spore onto their moms and dads. That's why kids are always hugging your crotch. Like you know how kids like just like it's nothing, just run up and immediately go for your dick.
Like dogs.
Yeah, like just immediately hug really close on your upper thigh and just bury their head in your dick for no reason. It's so weird. And it's just like, everything about this is telling me that's wrong, but I know you're innocent.
Did you guys ever hear Zach's theory of how mimes reproduce?
No.
So two adult mimes will start miming raising a child. And then 18 years later, you have another adult mime.
Carrying around like it's like if a bunch of people carry around eggs to pretend they have kids, then all of a sudden it hatches and there's just a tiny little person inside who rapidly grows to viability. So if you just pretend an egg is a baby.
Hear the bones shifting and snapping as they grow. And
Yeah, it's like over the course of like 48 hours. Yeah, they grow to adulthood over the course of 48 hours. There is a briefcase that grows out of their hand like some kind of weird seed pod, and then inside that briefcase is other eggs which will do the similar thing, and they distribute that to other high school students and prospective parents.
Business eggs. Do you know that this game I was just looking, this is actually a mod of our game. Like, it's not like they didn't just come up, because part of me was thinking, like, these people are so good at making jokes and so bad at coming up with games, but, like, all the assets and stuff, like, controls and stuff, it was hard for me to believe that they did that. Mm-hmm. And it's because they didn't. There's a game called, like, Blitzkrieg that they modded, and they reskinned all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But all the maps and stuff are that with, like, alien assets dropped in the middle.
Yes, alien assets that are obviously from a different artist or a different game in an entirely different style.
And then they are, because they're not part of Blitzkrieg. Which is another game.
We're really blowing the lid off this whole Stalin versus Martians thing.
It's a real expose.
Conspiracies within conspiracies.
Yeah. Within eggs.
Yep.
So what do we learn today? we learned a lot about Saints Row 4.
Yeah, we did.
Uh-huh. Learned that I can't go on abject suffering without talking about Hitler.
Yeah.
It's Godwin's law.
Yep. We learned a lot about Stalin versus Martians.
Mm-hmm. I think we learned a little bit about ourselves, Gary.
I learned a little bit about you guys.
Yeah.
I think we learned that life is short and you should love your friends and family while you have them. Because they might not be on sale 2 months later.
Exactly. Yeah. It's almost like an art installation. It's like I expect Wu-Tang Clan to like release an album like this. You know, like this could be like a secret Wu-Tang Clan album, you know, like where it's just a game soundtrack that's on sale for 4 months and then goes away. That's kind of a cool idea. I don't know, there's so much about this to like, but that's really bad. Oh well.
Hey Jenny, can people find you on the internet?
Let's see. If you want to look at my Twitter, I'm at Lycra Shampoo on Twitter. If you want to check out the podcast, we are, I think you can go to videogameshotdog.com, and then we're just in the feed as this weird occasional Ranma one half thing, where occasionally this dude podcast is women.
Splashes water all over the equipment, ruins it every single time. Oh no, I just realized I know something of a Ranma one half. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm surprised by how much. Boy, this is a real excluding me. Like, here, you guys, why don't you guys just start your own side podcast where you talk about Saints Row 4 and Ranma one half and just leave me on it.
Full disclosure, I've never actually seen Ranma 1/2.
Neither have I. I've just heard about its crazy premise.
Yeah.
It does have a crazy premise. It's like Gremlins for gender.
Like, Gremlins
for gender. It was my favorite. Like, it sounds like a Feist song or something like that. Or it has the same like naming conventions.
Yeah. don't get me started on Feist, okay?
Yeah, well, what happens if we get you started on Feist?
I talk about how I like Broken Social Scene a lot, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how they're related.
She sings for Broken Social Scene.
All the time?
Oh, some of the time.
Some of the time. I thought Broken Social Scene was a dude.
Nope, it's a whole shitload of people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just only heard the dude songs from that band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feist sings for them.
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't regret getting you started on it. That was actually informative and brief.
Yeah, like, that wasn't so bad.
Cool. Good job. It makes me wonder all the other things I could have gotten you started with that would have just been like useful factoids. Like, just have people over to your house and like, don't get me started on the shower. And you're like, well, what happens if I get started on the shower? Well, you have to turn it the special way to turn it on.
Well, it's actually really useful because they'd be some trouble in the future.
Yeah, thanks, bud.
Also, the hot is where the cold should be, so watch out for that.
Yeah, it's weird. Like sometime around the 80s, they switched. And I'm not sure why.
Yeah. That was bad.
It was a dark time.
Yeah.
Let's go argue about it on Game Facts. So everyone should check out Jenny in general on Twitter, and then also Video Games Taco, which is a delightful surprise when things get Ram Nam 1/2s.
Ram Nam Nam
Nam Nam Nam Nam Nam.
If you listen to the podcast, it's like 3 hours of this.
Yeah. Like cartoon eating noises. Like adorable animals. Like you just put that in the other window while you're watching ZooTube.
ZooTube has no sound.
It's like
it's
a riff track
entirely
for
humans making animal noises in another tab. I'm an elephant.
I'm not sure how much gnawing elephants do. And you know the usual stuff that we do, that you can do for us and all that.
Sure, indeed. You should give these guys money.
Aww.
You should. Oh. I am a Patreon backer, and Gary just released an EP
for
Patreon backers, and I have it, and you should too.
And you could have it as well. I like to call it a free P.
Yeah.
Senpai no longer restrict my EP. It has been released. So the but yeah, thank you for that. And I appreciate that. And if you just run into us on the street, don't give us money because then it'll be weird.
Yeah.
There's channels.
There.
So what are we doing next week?
Yeah. Cool. Take this through the Game Facts message board.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, hey, you want to meet up?
Yeah.
Like, Gary, play Solar Jetman. Play Solar Jetman. Check out the Game Facts.
Slipping you a cool hundo.
Yeah.
We already did that. Do it again. Okay. Yeah. Next week, we are doing Wrath of the Black Manta, and we are going to be joined by Zach Johnson from the Video Games Hot Dog Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're going to learn all about Saints Row 3 and the sequels, the expansion packs.
Get
everything you want to know about Saints Row. Come back here, folks.
You're having suffering. Your source for all things Saints.
Yep.
Well, do you want to get out of here and go start a Saints Row podcast?
I feel like I've said pretty much everything I have to say about Saints Row.
We could go we could talk about the narrative shift that happened between 2 and 3.
I never played 2, but I'll take your word for it.
Oh, 2 is really good, actually.
Yeah, I must
is, like, I understand this. Like, I have a real Ranma 1/2 situation with this where like it's like 2 is like when it's this kind of a serious crime thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and then it gets like super goofy.
Yeah.
But
2 also has the poop truck, I think.
Yeah, oh, so 2, it can't so be that 2 serious. Is when it started to get goofy. I didn't play 1, but I think 1 was really serious. And then 2, you had just random NPCs shouting about their nerdcore bands. But it was still also, then you had an entire plot line that was based on Titus Andronicus.
That's weird.
Yeah. 2 was amazing.
Huh. I have it. It's like sitting on my PS3. But
oh my God, play it!
It's not that simple.
Okay, well, you guys have fun. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
Bye, Gary.
Bye. Love you, none above you.
Umbasa.